Introduction. ATP 3-20.15/MCRP 3-10 Bravo.1 encompasses techniques for tank platoons of Armored Brigade Combat Teams, ABCTs. It replaces ATP 3-20.15, published in December 2012. ATP 3-20.15/MCRP 3-10 Bravo.1 provides doctrinal guidance, describes relationships in the platoon, defines organizational roles and functions, capabilities, limitations, and layouts the responsibilities for platoons during unified land operations. The tank platoon is a unified team. All tanks' crews work together to achieve mission success. A single tank can be vulnerable in the face of diverse battlefield hazards, such as enemy forces or unfavorable terrain and situations. These vulnerabilities are significantly reduced when tanks are employed as platoons. The tank platoon requires bold, aggressive, resourceful, and adaptive leaders, leaders of character, competence, and commitment, who are willing to accept prudent risks to accomplish the mission. This publication addresses the significant changes in Army doctrinal terminology, constructs and proven tactics, techniques, and procedures. The following paragraphs provide a summary by chapter. Chapter 1, Organization, addresses the role and organizational characteristics of the tank platoon to conduct offensive, defensive, and stability tasks. Provides information on the armor and infantry companies. Chapter 2, Troop Leading Procedures, discusses the planning considerations that a platoon leader / platoon commander executes in conjunction with the next higher echelon to ensure proper alignment of task and purpose. Describes the steps of troop leading procedures, TLP, and how they are the framework for planning and preparing of a mission. Addresses rehearsals that are conducted to prepare the platoon for an upcoming operation or event. Chapter 3, Offense, addresses primary purpose of the offense, to decisively defeat, destroy, or neutralize the enemy force, or to seize key terrain. Discusses offensive actions to deceive or divert the enemy, deprive them of resources or decisive terrain, collect information, or fix the enemy in position. Addresses the following keys to offensive tasks. Identify the enemy's decisive point. Choose a form of maneuver avoiding the enemy's strength while exploiting the enemy's weakness, and ensure an operation massing overwhelming combat power. Discusses basics of the offense, planning considerations, and direct and indirect fire planning, which apply to all offensive actions. Concludes with planning considerations in transitioning to other operations. Chapter 4, Defense, addresses primary purpose of the defense, to repel, to defeat, or to destroy an enemy attack and to gain the initiative for the offense. Discusses the basics, characteristics, and planning considerations, and direct and indirect fire planning of defensive missions. Describes the three defensive tasks, area defense, mobile defense, and retrograde operations. Discusses three basic forms of the defense. Defense of a linear obstacle, perimeter defense, or a reverse slope defense. Addresses common defensive control measures. Concludes with a discussion of planning considerations in transitioning to other operations. Chapter 5, Stability, discusses stability components of operations encompassing various military missions, tasks, and activities conducted outside the United States in coordination with other instruments of national power. Addresses brigade combat team support to stability tasks, essential offensive and defensive tasks, and planning considerations. Provides discussion on transitioning from stability tasks to operations focused on offensive or defensive tasks. Chapter 6, Sustainment / Logistics, addresses the sustainment challenges to ensure continuous operations during combat. Discusses sustainment of the tank platoon to ensure maneuver and conduct of combat operation. Addresses anticipation of future sustainment needs critical to operations and maintaining the momentum. Focuses platoon sustainment operations, includes unit responsibilities, company trains operations, and functions of sustainment. Chapter 7, Enabling Task and Activities, describes the different types of movements, administrative and tactical, discusses route selection, navigational aids, and routes types, addresses reconnaissance and security tasks that the tank platoon may perform, provides techniques for conducting link-up, relief in place, passage of lines, and breaching. Chapter 8, Augmenting Combat Power, discusses fires as it applies to the tank platoon, addresses air-ground operations along with unmanned aerial vehicles, describes passive and active air defense measures. Four appendixes complement the body of this publication, addressing procedures performed at platoon and section level. They are as follows. Appendix A describes direct fire planning and control. Appendix B describes chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear, seaburn, operations. Appendix C describes infantry organizations. Appendix D discusses the tank platoon in the cavalry squadron.